We have more ports in the UK than any other European country. And with Brexit being negotiated now and the prospects for increased world trade, all the indications are that our ports are going to become more and more important as the years go by. Dover is, in fact, the busiest port in some respects in the world. You know, it's handling over 1.8 million lorries every year. And of course, the ferry, passenger ferry side of Dover operation is huge. It's crucial. It's contributing a huge amount of money to the local economy. Overall, UK ports contribute £19 billion every year. It's a big employer locally as well. You've got all sorts of products being imported there, cars, containers, fruit and veg, of course, on which we depend. Half of our food is imported from overseas. Most people don't understand that or realise that. Paper, pulp, steel, cement, refrigerated goods, it's all coming through the county. I think if for any reason the ports shut, of course one hopes that will never happen, then the impact on the local economy would be significant. Clearly there would be job losses as a result. We'd like to see investment in all of the ports around the UK, especially in the southeast, to ensure that they can continue to function as efficiently as they do post-Brexit. I know this is an issue for some of our friends in the shipping industry who are anxious about border control and customs. These are issues that will be thrashed out in the Brexit negotiations. Obviously, the signs are already that there's movement there in terms of how Dover will continue to function efficiently. Ships are coming and going there 24/7, every day of the week. You know, we don't want anything that holds up that business or to impact on the local economy. We have more ports than any other country in Europe. We're dependent on our relationship with the sea, with ports, with shipping and with seafarers. That's always been the case since the start of global trade. But most people, funnily enough, think that a significant proportion of what we import comes by air. Now, that's quite frankly not the case. As I say, 95% of everything we import comes by ship. And that figure is only set to grow. I think what's most interesting is to look at the forecasts for the growth in shipping and port activity that we knew about prior to the Brexit referendum. Clearly, the focus now is on increased world trade. We don't quite know yet what the outcome of the Brexit negotiations will be, but there's a reflection now that the UK has always traded worldwide. Perhaps we'll see a return to trade with countries that we used to have more business with in the past. Maybe we'll see more trade directly with some of the emerging economies, you know, China and India. It remains to be seen, but there's no doubt that the ports will become busier as the years go by.